Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States strongly condemns the increasing violence on the streets of Kyiv, Ukraine's capital, which has led to casualties and the first fatalities, including the shooting deaths of protesters, since massive opposition protests began 2 months ago in response to President Viktor Yanukovych's sudden decision not to sign an association agreement with the European Union. The United States urges all sides to immediately de-escalate the situation and refrain from violence. Increased tensions are a direct consequence of the Ukrainian government's failure to engage in a real dialogue with the opposition, as well as the passage of anti-democratic legislation criminalizing peaceful protest and stripping civil society and political opponents of key democratic protections under the law. U.S. State Department spokesperson Marie Harf noted that the aggressive actions taken by members of the extreme right group Pravi Sektor, who are inflaming conditions on the streets and undermining the efforts of peaceful protesters, are also unacceptable. She added that the United States also deplores violence by unofficial groups known as Tatushki. The United States also condemns targeted attacks against journalists and peaceful protesters, including detentions. The Maidan movement, named after Independence Square in Kyiv, is defined by a spirit of nonviolence that the U.S. strongly supports. White House National Security Council spokesperson Caitlin Hayden called on the government of Ukraine to take steps that represent a better way forward for Ukraine, including repealing the anti-democratic legislation signed into law recently, withdrawal of riot police from downtown Kyiv, and a meaningful dialogue with the opposition. The United States has already revoked the visas of individuals linked to the violence and will continue to consider additional steps, including sanctions, in response to the use of violence.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.